It's that episode Murder Talk. It's like my ninth episode.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
You got a link for it or something?
Yeah, it's on Anchor. It's an app called Anchor. And you just get on there and you don't have to have the equipment. You know, if you're just starting off, or you may not be a visual type person.
Yeah.
You just like to talk or however. And they'll publish it to iTunes, Spotify. You just create your audience, you know, and it's free. Download the shit from your phone. You can do group. Like, if I wanted to add somebody, I send them a link while I'm on it, wait for them to hop on. We got already have it downloaded. And then we on. You can be wherever you want. You know what I'm saying? So.
I love to see you doing shit that, you know, it feel like, to me, it feel like the shit be making you happy.
It do, yo.
Yeah. I be hating to see you down.
Yeah.
I swear I do. I be hating to see you down.
That's because I'm not suppress it, but I know how much damage him feeling fucked up can just alter your whole shit. So I kind of be on this magical tip where positivity is my weapon. You know what I'm saying? I use that shit like a motherfucker use anything else to protect themselves. I use that as that. Not no fraud stuff. You know, you understand when things ain't right. You understand when things is negative. Are you gonna change? And not have to change like you trying to change who you are, but you can change your perception about it and not take it so personal. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole angle. As people, we just take things so personal. At the same time, we just like, we don't care. We got this we don't care mentality, but it's what you don't care about. Because technically, the stuff that fucks you up inside or make you feel some type of way, it's some type of care there to make you feel some type of way. So you can't tell me you don't care. You know what I'm saying? You might not care to the fact that you don't want it to be known that it's bothering you. Or you feel some type of way about it. But it's just about how you going to just flip the scene. Because we magical people. We just magical.
Magical.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why, man, look. That's why. Like.
First of all, we got to introduce you to the people. My bad. You know, we just. I always just jump in. You might catch us in the midst of something.
I'm
hit the button.
The neighborhood love dealer movement.
Goddamn. I'm the goddamn neighborhood love dealer.
The neighborhood love dealer. I love that shit right there.
I'm in the trenches with it.
Neighborhood love dealer.
I'm right here in the trenches with it.
I be a shit to see love taking my phone. Oh boy, you should have, when you just text me, I said, I know this number, because my phone be trying. I said, I know this number.
Yeah.
And when I looked at the message, I said, it's love.
Yeah.
I said, I got called.
Anytime I come down this way, I only think of you. Like, where you at?
I appreciate that.
I ain't been on that bus line coming this way. You know, God's so good. He kept the flow going, so I'm still on the same bus, but I just go to Friendship Heights.
Ain't no problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no problem, man.
15 minutes, go to work. He ain't had no extra to my stuff. Made the work. I'm on easy street with the work. I just go there and just be there. But, you know, we just out here feeling good. We in the city. We in D.C. We uptown with it.
Street.
I just wanted to, you know, bring some youth on it. Let some youth come through and we talk it up.
Some wise youth.
Wise youth, you know.
I ain't the youth. I ain't the regular youth.
Yeah.
Some real shit.
Ain't none of us regular.
I grew up around real loyalty and morals. My youth nowadays don't even know the definition of that shit without even having to give a definition.
Yeah. But
I don't even know the word, the book definition of loyalty and morals. But I definitely can show you.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. That's what I was just thinking to myself. Like, you know, I know that we always be like, the youth ain't got it, or the black people ain't got it, and or this type of different person ain't got it. But I just think there's so much power in the words of saying that I don't even be saying that shit. I disregard the shit out of
shit,
that shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no. And, all right.
People know. People say the youth don't got it. That just makes the youth fall in love.
Nah, it don't.
I'm telling you, love. I promise. When you look like a person. 30 years old, 35 years old, something like that, will say, the youth ain't Lord, the youth don't have morals. Mm-hmm. Shit like that, especially coming from an older person who don't interact with the youth, who mm-hmm. don't really got nothing to do with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
That shit make the youth
and
say,
you know, that's like my demographic, and just to hear that, and I do hear that in my demographic, and for you, I want you to keep touching on that part, because I'm just going to kick back and listen, because although I fuck with the youth, I'm not in that perspective. At so all. I just want you to let us know, enlighten
yeah,
us.
You definitely fuck with you. And I know you see it. That's why we call you neighborhood love, though.
Yeah.
Definitely do. Because a lot of the older people don't. They don't even be. They tend to forget that they was young at a point in time. And I'm going to just put it that way.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Everybody was young at a point in time. And when, even me, myself, I ain't perfect. I realize my wrong every day.
Yeah.
I realize what I could do better or anything, but I gotta do it, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I actually gotta touch bases with that shit.
Yeah.
Older people say, the youth ain't this, the youth ain't that, but what you gonna do to help the youth? What you gonna do to give the youth some knowledge? What you gonna reach out a hand to the youth, or you just gonna sit in the shadows and talk? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you gotta pull up.
You gotta touch bases.
You gotta put your confidence.
You gotta touch bases.
How you doing, son? You gotta get
your. You don't want to fuck my phone
up already, dog. Real.
You don't be fucking up? Shit.
That shit don't be
up. You gotta, you know, really stay confident. And come up and be not scared. But that's people in their fears.
See, like him, he another one who don't. He not in that category. He'll sit and talk with you, have an understanding with you, you see what I'm saying? He's not one of the ones that's blind to this shit.
Yeah.
Was this the same shit going on from when they were young? You was young, ain't shit changed for real, for real.
And I know they can relate. I know everybody listening can relate right now, you know. And there's people all over the world listening to this.
Especially the youth.
And the youth, you know, you gotta carry it on, and that's what I know your whole life is about. That's why I just sometimes I don't be so geeked over the clothing. You doubled up too. You super armored up.
That's why I keep the movement with me.
Super armored up. He got the stickers on the back of the phone, y'all.
At all times.
Sometimes I wake up, man, and I don't know. I be like, what the fuck you doing? Like, is this shit like? Because, you know, I don't have like if we on some metrics type shit. I don't have a, like, social media presence. And even if I do, I mean, not even if I do, because I know I do, but as far as the engagement part of it, the liking, the commenting, I've been posting videos just to help me get through forever. It wasn't about no likes. I get two likes. Even when I started on Facebook,
I only had,
like, 2-3 likes to the day. I never been on it, but I stayed on it because I knew I had something to tell, and I watched my timeline when I was on some shit too. When I was younger,
yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Emotional roller coaster, you know?
Definitely.
Emotional roller coaster out here. So I definitely understand the youth. I always tell people, we all go through stuff. But not that, and I don't want to say it like the trend of it saying we all go through stuff so we can all just not have to react to a certain way to just keep it on a level playing field. Like, well, we all going through something. Like, fuck that. Nah, like, we all go through something, so we definitely understand that we need to, like,
motherfuckers act like they don't go through
it. It's the same feelings. I might not, like, somebody step on my toe right now. Fuck my toe up. Somebody stab you or something. Fuck your, you know what I'm saying, shit up. We feel the same way. Yeah. That shit fucked me up, too.
Shit fucked me up.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, it shouldn't be no, oh, just because you ain't being in the tribe. Look, you right here. I ain't never have to be out here selling stuff. You know what I'm saying? See, I was scared.
Another thing I always be trying to, like, preach to, I ain't even gonna say preach, but installing niggas' fucking memories and then they membranes and shit, is that we is all in the same environment.
Same environment.
Niggas should not have war amongst each other.
Peace. It should just be peace.
We already got enough shit against us anyway.
But we don't. We just got each other. I think if we just speak, ain't no odds. We the odds. Like, with each other.
We gonna be.
I'm trying to, you know, I understand it's different, you know, pieces and puzzles that go with.
I look at
make it as a whole.
I mean by the odds, I mean like the system.
No, fuck the system. That's what I mean too. Man. Like fuck the system. I feel you. But I feel you. But on some real shit, can we as people, as humans, really sit back and be like, I gave 120%. I ain't never had like no ill feelings. I ain't never been in no little shit. I ain't never not did nothing. The way it's no karma play a position and I'm in this situation just because of the system. Can we really sit back and say that's never, that I've always led the right road and the police fuck with me? Is it not that? Because I separate the police shit. I put it all on a frequency. Just like when I hear my folks when they go to jail. People go to jail and be like, man, they got me here with the murderers and this and that, and I shouldn't be in here. I should, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a level for, if we're talking physical flesh, security, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But as far as having that ill feeling, that should make you be thinking, think before you do stupid shit. Mm-hmm. That the fact that it's a level playing field.
Definitely. It's
definitely. It's the same low frequency.
But see, it's a difference, like, When you really trying to stay out of the way, you feel me?
Yeah.
When you
really, but your thought process is leading you on the way. We on the path. We listen about the way.
Yeah.
It should probably be a time. It could be a time where I slip up on some shit. I ain't never did shit, but I do listen to that shit every day. Or I do, you know what I'm saying? Being around of it. Or I may be just fearful of shit, it, or thinking about it too much, or being fearful of my life, even if I'm playing the other side. Watching the news every day, getting fucked up, walking in fear. That's why I don't do none of that shit. But if I did, I should be subjected to that lifestyle. Whether I'm benefiting from it, involved in it, or not affected by it.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah, like that shit, this shit just...
It's hope, man. Yeah. I'm out here, I just can't, you know.
That's all it is.
It's hope, man. I'm just trying to help activate the hope. And I ain't trying to tell nobody what the fuck to do at all. I can't. Okay. I've already understood that perception is reality. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that you what you believe in.
And the motherfucker got the choice. Gonna make the choice or whatever or not to take heed of what you're saying.
And it's just a daily practice. It's just a practice. You know what I'm saying? Every day you just practice. Shit come. Shit go. Shit be gone for a little while. Shit come back in an instant. You know what I'm saying? That's just how life be. But I just want to tell the youth, like, we are one. The youth should segregate you. You know what I'm saying? Just the fact of my age, I'm segregated because I'm in this batch of just older folks or gay folks or straight. For all these fucking labels, I hate fucking labels. You know what I'm saying? Labels. Even to like some black shit.
Labels are a big thing.
And when I say black shit, I mean like the whole I'm in a bunch because of some color type shit. Mm-hmm. That shit. Excuse me, not black shit, but color shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, black. Well, I'm gonna embrace that black.
I embrace that black. But I'm saying the categories that they segregate us, because even within ourselves, it's like then it gets light and dark.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, cuz? You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to focus on the problems no more. Now, I ain't saying disregard, ignore it, but I'm saying to have that confidence, because I witness when you don't focus on the problems, you find the solutions come.
Yeah, see, I got to get myself out of that, but that's a big problem that I got.
Okay.
Instead of, like, focusing on what to do to make the shit better, first I focus on the problems and then focus on what to do to make it better. But I already know the problems.
Mm.
Man, most of the time, the problem is yourself.
Yeah. And then that's a level you got to get through. So that's that mirror talk. That's why I named this shit mirror talk. Because it's the shit that you would say to yourself that you wouldn't say out in the order. That's why this podcast is called Mirror Talk, Reveal the True Self. You're welcome to reveal your true self. You know what I'm saying? That mirror talk. Sometimes you got to get in the mirror and get ugly with yourself.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you, I know. I've done. Yeah, you bullshitting.
Man,
I don't even see myself. Like, what's happening? But you still don't have to, you know what I'm saying?
If I could wake up, just go to the bathroom and just stop by the mirror. Literally stand there and look at myself.
Yeah.
Just think shit to myself.
And them days when you want your shit in real life, but you see the best in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
You can't solve no other problem.
You stay in the mirror, you see the best in you. Stay in that mirror.
You can't figure out what's wrong with you. You can't figure out your inner self. Find your inner self.
You gotta be open. You gotta be open, and you can't be subjected to words out here. Cause words be fucking. It fuck the game up. Words fuck the game up. I don't know how we used to communicate before time. With the love and that energy. I don't even want to say, I don't know. Because it was just the energy.
That shit was out here.
That shit was the energy and the everything. And words just came through and threw it off. You know what I'm saying? You can say one thing to one person, they take it this way. But we saying the same thing.
Same shit.
Different words. That's why you can't get caught up in words and start deciphering. Start looking for context. Well, this is, I know what they talk about. I don't know what they mean, what they say, but I know it associated with what I understand. So they probably talk about that just in their own lingo. That's all the fuck it is. 9 times out of 10.
Another thing we need to stress is to stop. People tend to have themselves in a zone where they not comfortable, where you don't have peace. You know what I'm saying? And I had to really realize to take myself out of a situation where I'm not comfortable, but I don't force myself to go somewhere where I'm not comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be here.
Because mm-hmm.
the shit gonna come out. Your mood gonna come out.
Yeah.
Even if you could be in the happiest mood, but you try to force yourself to do something or be somewhere you don't want to be, you're not gonna be yourself.
You ain't gonna do it. I did that,
Not even you're not gonna do it. Even if you do it, you ain't gonna give it your all.
Done that a lot of times in my life. Just go doing it because somebody influenced me as far as my parents. And you want to go down this road. And you understand that's the right path, but life changed. Life changed. See, mine was different. I found out I was adopted 2 weeks in my senior year of high school. Yeah, it threw me off. You know, I never really opened up about this, you know, maybe a little bit on the episode and shit like that, but yeah, my dad told me I was adopted 2 weeks before my senior year of high school. He took me down his hometown, and we was on the beach and stuff. At that time, I thought my parents was gonna get a divorce because they had been going through things like the end of my junior year, and leading up to, you know, that summer. So I kind of thought, you know, that was gonna be what he was trying to talk to me about. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he told me, and it just changed my world. He told me, this is how he said it. He said, if I had some confidential information to tell you, how would you want to be told? Your mom, your dad, me, or both of us? Like, who would you want to tell you? So I'm just thinking that. He might be telling me, voice me right here. The fuck? Let's get it out. So he as he started talking, and I'm going to talk this is exactly how I remember hearing it. He was like, well, a long time ago, your mom couldn't have kids. Like, shit just slowed up. And then I thought to myself, my voice was like, this motherfucker about to tell you you adopted. And then he said it. And then I kind of, like, had blanked out a little bit. Try to play it cool, because I'm a cool type. You know, I'm trying to be cool, but I remember calling my friend after we left the beach, and, you know, on the phone with her, like, girl, my people just told me I was adopted. But she's like, oh, for real? What your love? That ain't your dad? That ain't your real dad? And I'm like, shit, nah, that ain't my dad or my mom. Like, damn. Remember, I got home. We came back to D.C. I get in the house. My mother probably was already there because my brother, my father had a son. He was in the house, but he don't be in the house by himself. You know what I'm saying? So my mother, I guess she was coming from the store. So I remember going down to the basement. I see him on the computer. I just hurry up and quick the buck the quick you and go back up the stairs. It started hitting, you know what I'm saying? And as I'm going upstairs, my mother opened the door and I just look at her and bust out crying. So off GP, you know, she like, what's wrong with you? She thinking, you know, I just was with my father. My father used to bump heads too a lot. So we probably got into it all the way back, you know, and shit. My father was a different type of man, well respected. We'll get into that later, listeners. But he told me without her, she didn't even know he was telling me. Yeah, so, you know, I had to go through things like that. And that's what I'm saying, to get back to shit I had shifted from high school. So I ain't graduate on time. I just had, like, I did, I, I got tired of going to school and people asking me what's wrong. Like when we were just talking about how you just not yourself. Like you want to show up, but you're not yourself.
You don't even
want to, you know what I'm saying? And you ain't got no, I got a real reason, but it's like, damn, this is a new ass reason that ain't even like something hot. It's just, it ain't like someone like trying to fight me in school, I'm scared to go or something like that. It's just like some real shit out of nowhere. I was just thinking about college, where I was going to go. I was, you know, trying to get back into basketball. I had just, you know, got my feet wet in public school. I come from Catholic school all my life. I just got adjusted. I was going to parties. I had friends. And that shit was a game changer. I ended up going to summer school. Couldn't even go to summer school. Just that not showing up. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me. I just couldn't go. I was just attendance. I remember when I first enrolled in summer school, the principal, we in the office. And this was at Roosevelt. He was like, he looking at me, he looking at my transcripts, looking at my dad. He like, excuse me, sir, no offense. Excuse me when I say this. But what the fuck is she doing here? Cause my grade is, I'm an honor roll student. My shit is up. I'm in a magazine for, you know, I was in a magazine for band. You know, academically, you know, good. And I didn't even give a fuck. And I knew I didn't give a fuck in the midst of me knowing I was losing it. I was doing.
Yeah. And you
I just
really
can't stop. It was on the momentum. I couldn't stop. It was like, once the damn was done, fuck it. Then I ended up going to night school. I went to night school. I only needed one class, English 4. English 4. Yeah. One fucking class to graduate. I didn't even do clearance. Then I knew I want to get my cap and gown, but I turned my books in, like that type of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if people ever, if y'all ever experienced shit like that,
right.
But how you can that fail
shit.
But still show up
that
in your failure. You know what I'm saying?
That
it's
shit
just
almost
like,
happened to me.
Like you just, you know you put yourself in some shit, but you'll still show up. No, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a weird type of shit. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, I graduated in high school. December, I was finished high school. January, I was in college down St. Olaf, North Carolina. Still on the same moment. I remember when I got in the fucking car, because I went down there, it was after New Year, so it was celebrations and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hangover going down. Parents ain't even know. I told myself in the motherfucking backseat, no, I ain't never said this. I was like, I ain't doing shit down here. Because I wanted to get away. I wanted to talk. When I was home, I felt lied to. I know my parents wanted me to just pretend it never happened, and I was just, you know, then it added up the shit during my childhood, and then it's guilt, you know, little childhood shit that you do to your regular mother, parents, just growing pains, turned into guilt for me. Shame, like, they ain't even had to give me, you know, it could be as simple as, you know, I ain't do the dishes or some shit, and you know what I'm saying? Come in late, and then be like, damn, I ain't. And how I might have curved out of a sassy, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, they ain't even my peoples. How dare me, like, shit like that, you know? Like, that type of shit, but, you know, not to keep it going on, but, yeah, I completely understand how people can just, how life can just change. And people need to understand that they don't have to be like them type of drastic. Like, my father ain't get locked up. And, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had to come home with nothing to eat. Or I ain't get what I wanted. That was for sure. But I always had what I needed. Place to stay or whatever like that. But they was hard on me. My parents were strict. I had no friends. You know what I'm saying? I was sheltered. So when Coolidge, y'all, Coolidge broke me. I got it, that motherfucker. Coolidge broke me.
Yeah.
The kids
and
everything.
Yeah. Coolidge changed a lot of people.
Changed my life.
I witnessed that shit with my own eyes.
Coolidge special to me, dog.
And I watch people. There's one specific nigga, man. His name is Michi. His real name is Demetrius.
Mm-hmm.
He came down here from North Carolina. Like, when he first got here, he used to wear shit like long sleeve button down shirts,
mm-hmm.
and like Pumas and shit like that.
Yeah.
But once he got, and he had a real strong accent. But once he got up here and started hanging around people, he started to claim a neighborhood. Like for real,
like,
he's not even from here, bro.
Yeah,
like he started to claim a neighborhood.
He started, he changed the way he dressed. Like, he started, he was trying to get, you know, the Nikes, everybody, Jordans, you know. And he started to wear, like, Guess shirts and shit like that.
Yeah.
And the only reason I saw it so much is because he was close to my brother. Mm. They played on a football team together, so they was kind of close.
Yeah.
But it's like, when I seen how much he changed, like when he came, when he first came in, he was not, like, he was soft as cotton. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
But he tried, once he stayed here, mm-hmm. he tried to portray an image as if he was a street guy.
Yeah, okay. And there's a lot of people out there like that.
And mind you, this is coming from being in a school environment.
So, yeah,
Not out on the streets.
Yeah, I learned a lot in the...
And that shit made him different.
Yeah.
Really. Like, yeah. I really done watched niggas change.
Change.
I'm still the same nigga.
Yeah.
I'm no different. I ain't never been no tough guy. I ain't trying to be no tough guy. But I ain't gonna
fight. So what's the, What's the mental, like, with this, how am I trying to say, like...
Street life.
What the fuck is niggas thinking about? And I ain't saying it in the tone of, like, what the fuck, like, what the fuck, what I'm talking about. No. I don't have to say that. I just want to clear it up for the listeners. Because tone be everything.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So you got to explain what you mean. And sometimes my swag can be a little, you know, but I'm just like, what's the mentality now of the youngest that's causing them to want to kill and hurt each other? Not like we're not doing it as a people, as humans is doing it. But I'm saying in that pocket, in that demographic, what is it like? What's boosting that?
It all go back to what I first said when we first talked. Loyalty and morals. Literally. And I know I said a lot of older people say the youth don't have it. But people in all age groups don't have it.
Don't have it.
But the youth, you gotta remember the youth come up under motherfuckers. So they watching something, you see what I'm saying? They watching whatever the fuck they was around. Or they didn't just get this shit from anywhere, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the number of disloyalty and non-morals, all that type of shit.
What are we being loyal to, though?
Each other.
Isn't it like as a, right?
Man, look.
Each other as an unconditional love? Because some of us, we don't know unconditional love.
Listen, we don't know each other's whole life story, but I love you.
Right.
And I got loyalty to you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I would a stranger could never walk right here and not take sides with them.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all, you get what I'm saying? I can never, even just some small
would that
shit,
be if they right or wrong? Because I think that's where it gets tricky.
It's a difference between right and wrong. Okay. It's a difference between right and wrong.
Okay.
If you know your homie is wrong, you tell them that. And it like, I don't sugarcoat shit.
And you love them enough to check them in private.
Nah, it ain't, man. It ain't even about checking them in private. Sometimes it
when
is.
When it's high on emotion, and in a high emotional situation, some shit you just gotta run with.
If you love a motherfucker, why wouldn't you say whatever you got on your chest for?
Absolutely.
Without
thinking about you offended.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
If they should already understand.
That's what it is, and that's how you save a moment. And see, I had to play that devil's advocate because sometimes we don't look at it from that position. Like, I might not believe that position. I totally agree with what you're saying, and I knew that what it was, but some people think the other way, so I tried to bring it up that way. To, you know what I'm saying? To get, that's what we try to do, that mirror talk. Get through all the angles and see how we can see a couple perspectives and
sometimes,
merge them together.
Sometimes people be having problems within themselves.
Yeah, most of the time. All the time.
When they can't, like, admit they wrong. I'm a nigga I'm gonna admit mine.
Accountability is a definite key in life, to longevity in life. Is, I believe one of the keys is accountability.
Definitely is.
You gotta be accountable, you know. You gotta eat whatever come with it, because you're gonna have to eat something.
Something.
consequence gonna come, whether it's good or bad. But I'm just saying,
it's consequences.
You need to be. You have to be
everything
vocal
you
about
do
your
in life. Every single thing you do in life.
And that's the way that you help yourself.
When you wake up in the morning, has a consequence.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, your first consequence. What are you gonna do with your day? To spend your time wisely. And your consequence is either gonna be you spent your time doing some good shit, or you spent your time doing some bad shit.
Yeah. And it can be it's called consequence, it's called what reward you gonna get, what you gonna put out, the law of attraction, and all of this, that's what I come back to the words. Cause somebody on here be like consequences. I mean what you this shit is hype. This podcast shit. You know, we all family here. You know, I definitely appreciate all y'all for tuning in. All over the world, wherever y'all might be. You already know if nobody told you today, I know your whole life. And the numbers is going up. Straight like that.
Definitely.
You know, straight like that. So I appreciate you for stepping through. Straight from the neighborhood love that. I mean, I got the neck, I got the dimes, the ounces. All of that for nothing. And catch me on damn near probably every day. The love is free. You know what I'm saying? I take hugs for love. That's our transaction. That's the love dinner. It's a hug. That's my transaction. And so I go out and I try to make all the transactions. I'm getting up early. Early bird gets the worm first. You know what I'm saying? Early love get the hug first.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
I can't wait till I get a platform and keep popping my shit. I ain't gonna say I wait. I got a platform. Shout out to Anchor. I tell Anchor all the time. I don't know if the workers listen to the podcast, but I definitely appreciate y'all for creating this platform, man. We gonna just head on out with it. So yeah. Anything you wanna say? So give me a word for the word for the and the word
of the
for
day.
The word of the day.
Loyalty. That's my word for the day.
Loyalty.
That's my word for the day.
Loyalty. My word for the day is consistency. Let's consistently keep pushing this love, even on my worst days, on my love days. You know what I'm saying? You ain't ever going to have to run up on me and it's going to be off guard. It's going to always be all love. If I get in a situation and it's just a rock of people in the crowd, I got to show love to. We're going to designate some time and show love. I just want to speak life, you know? I speak life. That's what I want to do for a living, to speak life and spread love for a living. And I hope one day it just pop. Hold my cup running over. Because we keep God first. Don't get it twisted. He all over this podcast. But, yeah, I love y'all. Make sure y'all had a day y'all deserve and we out.